Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Season 3, Episode 14. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube at Inspirations by God Ministry. Please download, subscribe, like, comment, and tell someone else about Shawnee's Prayer. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture, coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you, Father God, for another day, Father God. Father God, thank you for another week, Father God. Thank you for another fresh start, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, as we start this new week afresh, Father God, I pray that you will jumpstart our faith, Father God, on a daily basis, Father God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those whose faith has been stagnant, Father God, those whose faith is running dry, Father God, those whose faith, Father God, has just been in one place and has not moved higher, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will jumpstart our faith, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will elevate our faith, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will strengthen our spiritual connection with thee, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Allow us to have a closer walk with thee, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Allow us to be spiritually connected to God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Allow us to be fully connected, Father God, so that we may be fully anchored in you, Father God, that no matter what may come our way, Father God, regardless of the storms, Father God, that may come our way, Father God, regardless of the magnitude of the storm, Father God, we won't be swinging from side to side, Father God. Father God, regardless of how strong the winds may be from the storms, Father God, Lord God, we will be fully anchored in you, Father God. We will be unmovable, Father God. We will be steadfast in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, I pray that you will give us hope on today, Father God. Hope so that we may hold on and not give up. I pray, Father God, that you will magnify the way that we believe in you, Father God. Help us to believe in you by exceeding our expectations, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you will send a blessing to increase our confident trust in you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you will perform a miracle, Father God, so that we will believe you, Father God, and that we will know for ourselves, Father God, that your word is true, Father God. I pray that you will answer our prayers, Father God. Every prayer that we have before thee, O God. Every prayer that we have laid at your feet, Father God. Every prayer that we have so boldly brought to the throne of grace, Father God. In the name of Jesus, answer those prayers, Father God, that we think that you have forgotten about, Father God. Those prayers that seem like they're never going to come to pass, Father God. Those prayers that seem like we've been praying and praying and praying, and God has forgotten all about us. Father God, I pray that you will answer those prayers, Father God, so that we will know that you have not forgotten about us, Father God, so that we will know that you still hear our cry, Father God, so that we will know that you still know our name, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you will step in, Father God. I pray that you will show up. I pray that you will show out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you will turn everything around, Father God, that's not according to thy will, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Everything that the enemy meant, Father God, for evil, Father God. Everything the enemy have sent to hurt us or to harm us, Father God, or to harm our family, friends, loved ones, church family, Father God. I pray that you will turn it around swiftly, Father God. And I pray that you will use it for our good, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your hand of grace, that your hand of mercy, that your hand of love, that your hand of strength, that your hand of compassion will be upon our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, lift us up in the spirit, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us on today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us, Father God, on tomorrow, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us, Father God, to be faithful to you, Father God, as you are always faithful to us, Father God. Help us to be consistent, Father God. Help us, Father God, to be hot and not lukewarm. Help us to be hot for you and not cold, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, allow us to not worry about what other people say, Father God, and what other people think, but help us to be more concerned about what your word says. Help us to be more concerned with what you say about us, Father God, because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Because at the end of the day, you're the only one that have a heaven or a hell to put us in, Father God. And when we stand before thee, we will be standing alone, Father God. We will be standing in the judgment alone, Lord God. We won't have pastor there. We won't have bishop. We won't have the apostle there. We won't have the elders and the evangelists and the ministers. We won't have the choir there. We won't have the deacon boy there. We won't have our fellow ushers there, Father God. We won't have our children and our mothers and our fathers and our grandparents there, Father God. We will be standing before feet on our own, Father God. So help us to get right. Help us to live right, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us to live as if we don't know, because we truly don't know when you're going to call our souls home, Father God. So help us to live, Father God, every day as if it can be our last day, Father God, because each and every day truly could be our last day, Father God. So help us to live our lives, Father God, on purpose. Help us to live our lives with purpose, Father God. In the name of Jesus, allow us to be intentional, Father God. The way we walk, Father God. The way we talk, Father God. The way we react. The way we act. The way we think. The way we speak, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to be intentional, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I magnify thy holy name, for you are wonderful, you are awesome, you are great, and you are the living, sovereign, blessed God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I praise you, O God, in Jesus Christ of Nazareth's name I pray you. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you is my prayer. God bless you.